Okay. So, when we last left our heroes, we were discussing the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosos about whether a katana, this is all, of course, Aliba to the Tanakhama flesh, Nachamim, whether a katana can be Mekabel her own get or not. And we dealt with the Ramban's analysis. What do the Ramban say? The Ramban says they're arguing whether the katana is the ikar, she's the boss, she's the kallah for herself, or she's the shliach of the father. If the daughter is her own boss, then whether she's a katana or a nara. If she's just the shliach of the father, then a nara can be a shliach, but a katana can't be a shliach. Okay, total question, a little whether a katana can be a shliach, but it's a pretty mainstream assumption that a katana cannot be, at the very least, half. At least half the Rishon hold the katan cannot be shliach. However, that is not the only way to analyze this machlokes. In the Shitul Nodal in Kiddushin, he actually has three ways of analyzing this machlokes. And here we say, let's call it Rashi. Let's just call it Rashi Udiime, right? Rashi, the Ode, who says that. I mean, Rashi's tricky. Rashi in Gittin, right? Rashi in Gittin and others who said that a Nara Mekabeles Ita Avotana Lo. And Tosfos and others who say, maybe she calls it the Rith and others. I won't get into Sivers and Rashi. Who says Nara Behu Hadin? What are they arguing about? So the Ramban understood. We had basically everyone, on the board last time said, oh, they're arguing about who's the Iker, who's the boss, who's the Baldar, the daughter or the father. That's the way the Ramban analyzed it, says the Ramban. Here he says that. The Rif and others assume that the Bast is Mekabelet, the Torah Shliach Shel Ma'av, as opposed to the Bast is Mekabelet, the Torah Atma. Anything else is her Atma, then who cares if she's a Kana or a Nara? If she's only Shliach the father, then the Nara can be a Shliach of the Kana can. That was the Ramban's analysis. The Shitul HaNodalami does not seem to think this is true. He does not seem to think this is true. Let me point out, even before we get to that, it's clear that not all the Rishonim who are on the Rif side, the Rif slash, The rift last we're still having some trouble here. Focus. Okay. The rift slash Rashi getting by, not all of them agree to the Ramban's analysis. Why? Because this depends on the question of who's the Yad Yisera, right? Who is the Yad Yisera? According to this approach, that the daughter is only the shliach of the father, it's obvious the daughter is the Yad Yisera, right? Then you would for sure say that Yad Yisera, who's the extra one, is the daughter's Yad Yisera, because she's just the shliach of her father's, which is exactly what Tosfos says on behalf of Rashi, and it seems pretty clear from the Ramban. I don't know if he says precisely those words, but it seems pretty clear. And the Ramban keeps doing Kiddushin, which of course even says it's not even so much of a Yad Yisera Zachi. It's more of just another extension of her father's hand. However, what does Tosfos Rid here say? Tosfos Rid is on the Rid side, right? What did Tosfos Rid say? Right, the Rid was on the Mikoros. Correct. Okay. Says the Tosfos Rid. Let me find it. Very clear. Tana cannot be makabel get the makom avia. He is 100% clear about that. He is on the rift side. Hopefully we had him on the board last time. But then when he explains the Indian Yad Yaseira, we already pointed out Rashi didn't say explicitly who the Yad Yaseira. But when he explains the Indian of Yad Yaseira, he says, Pirish, my yapim derail be sabia, shanari bishut sabia tifina, say lola my yad da, el or rebel akos of gam yad ha'ab, the yoda kidakaima kaima. The Torah included even the Yad Yaseira of the Av, but here we go, kidakaima kaima. First God exists as it always did. Right? Her God hasn't changed, it's just the father's the Yad Yaseira. He clearly thinks the father's the Yad Yaseira, and her God is the same as it would be if there were no father. Clearly, it's not like the Ramban. I think her God is just a slave of the father. Her Be'etzem there. Her Yad is there Be'etzem. Just the father's Yad is added. She also doesn't terribly sound like the Ramban. You can say who's the Yad Yaseira. He doesn't comment on that point. But when he tries to explain the difference between a Nara and a Kana, he doesn't say, because a Nara could be a slave of her father, the Kana can't, which the Ramban would have him say. Rashi getting for it. He says, because a Nara, she's a Bastafa, she could do lots of things. If she didn't have a father, she could do more things. She could get married and divorced, as opposed to a Kana who can get married. Therefore, she has more power. It sounds like not, I mean, he doesn't say it explicitly, but it sounds like he's focusing more on her status rather than her being a slave of the father. So I don't think Rashi sounds like the Ramban. I don't think Rashi sounds like the Ramban. And the Tosfos definitely doesn't sound like the Ramban because he says the extra hand is the father's hand. So this would be Tosfos, the Das Rashi, and the Ramban. But there must be another option. What's the other option? Shikin Lulami has two other options, fascinatingly. What are the two other options? Instead of Shikin Lulami, why? Why is it that there's a difference between a Nara and a kind of a time of the Gonzal? Gonzal means the rift in his Lashon. Time of the Gonzal, the Afagav, the Lesla, Abishurish, the King, he Isla Abkim, the Lavasachiahi. This sound is like Rashi. She can't really be Zoka for herself. She can't really do things on her own. She's a Katana generally. I know a Katana can get divorced as long as she adopts a Shita. Batel Yada Legabe Abiha. Her Yad is Batel to the father. Came with the Iki Yad Mal Yishu Yada. The father has a good Yad. She has an inferior Yad. Losh of Kini Yad Abiha Venitan La Yad. Ela Ibla Yada Legabe Abiha. Anara, she has a good Yad. She's the Bat Da and calls her Kula. And her father has a good yad. So they call it the Katana, she has an inferior yad. Yes, if she has no father, she can get divorced. But her yad is inferior because she's not really capable of doing transactions and call it her kula. The father's yad is a superior yad. And therefore, we'll try it again soon. And therefore, says the Shikolodolami, Shikolodolami, Perish, Rishon, he says, what's the Svar for the rift? The Svar is not the Shibli for the father. She's not the slave of the father. The Svar is that Anara Yeshla God Ma'alya, but Akana, what's this Lashon again? Her Yad is. It's not a Yad Ba'alya. Her Yad, Atana, Yishla, Yad, what's the opposite of Ma'alya?
Ruah,
right?
The Hut. The Hut.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how he would have said it. Yishla, Yad, Ruah. Ubatel yada legabe yad of Ika. Since by Hana, there is a proper yad available, the Torah doesn't give her her own yad. If she was an orphan, the Torah would. When there are two options, the one is better than the other, then you go with the better option. When there are two options, they're equal, you go with the equal option. This could, but her yad, this would fit the law of the Tosfos Bereishis, because the kaima. Her yad is okay. The Torah just gave her an extra yad. The Torah gave her an extra father. She had another two yadayim going this. As opposed to a time, there one yad outweighs the other yad. Or he has a... So what's he saying according to this? According to this, it seems like the... according to this, it seems like the two yadayim for Anara.
Yeah, I had the poetry.
Maybe one of the Yad Yisera. Yad Yisera is Dachilar. Possibly.
Telling me that I need to.
I found it. Sorry.
Okay.
The according to this, the Yad Yisera, right? We're talking about Anara. Probably the father's Yad. Her yad is okay, the Torah gave her an extra yad. By the Kana, once the Torah gave an extra yad, it was a bottle of her yad. But yad yisera would be the yad ha'av, probably. He actually talks about the yad yisera. His lashon is not 100% clear when he discusses the yad yisera. He also gives different answers to the question. We're not going to get into all of that right now. Where does he talk about this? Yeah, the Yad Yisera Zochi L'Rachmana L'Av. Okay, not exactly clear. The Torah Zaka the Av the Yad Yisera sounds like it's a little I don't know what he means. It means the Yad Av or for the Av, but it definitely sounds like the Av Yad is Yisera. The Av has the Yad Yisera. So it's Yad Ha'av, and this is what the Rid says. And I think the Mashmos of the Shita Lano double mean, in which case, what's the difference? Here's the difference, Shlichus, not Shlichus. Here the difference is equal Yadayim or a better Yad. If it's a better Yad, we don't go with the worst Yad. So we're basically only let the Ketana use her inferior Yad when that holder is. When she is an option of a superior yad, you can't use the inferior yad. He doesn't say, according to he's only playing the red. That's probably playing Tosos. What would Tosos say back? He doesn't specify. So I don't know. Meaning here you just have to speculate. What would Tosos say back? Either he would say that a yad of a katana is ma'alya. No, maybe Inyan Kitten is a good yad. Just because she gets other things doesn't mean her yad is not good with Inyan Kitten. Or somehow he thinks the yad is somehow second best because maybe if the ab is only working at her shuya, then he's not going to be mabato. Right? Or yad ha'av is not ma'alya, maybe because the ab is only her shuya, but he doesn't say it. So the second shot that she's a little me is very fascinating.
Well, Malia doesn't make a difference.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so somehow he, there's in many ways gives an logic, right? So we don't know, right? Many ways to deny the logic. Second shot is very fascinating, that she's a little me. This is wild. I'm not sure if it's politically correct, but it's fascinating. What does he say here? He says that the ode, second shot, the gufa kanele the gamri del mati lisbune. I will narrate the dynamics of the Yad Al Yavzok Lahema, who she is laughing in the Amis Gadis, where you keep dolo called the race, the name of the Yad Yusema Zahila Rakwanala Av. The Inamikos give the Balkarte the Av. Okay, what does he say here? What is he saying here? He's saying that the Ketan is different because gufa kanele mati lisbune. He can sell his daughter when she's a Ketana. He can sell her the Nome Ria. He has Kenyan Gufan hurts. A Nara, he can't sell her. A Tani can sell her. Now, why is that? You might have just said, oh, well, that's for, technical reasons, because the Nara is too old to be sold and a Katana is young enough to be sold. But what he's saying, no, the father is the Bailam over the Katana. He's not the Bailam over the Nara. And therefore, the Bailam over the Katana, first, he's the Bailam. He's the only one who's there. He's not the Bailam over the Nara. He's really the Bailam. He can sell her. He just has the right to do certain transactions on her behalf. So what he's saying is that there is a fundamental chiluk, which no one's saying until now. He's saying a fundamental chiluk of the veto, which is that by a kana, the am is the bailam. Right? Because yachol imokra, he can sell her. But by a nara, the other is not the bailam. So he's saying there's no kinyan to go. He said, kinyan to go. By the nara, there's no kinyan to go. Rather, he can ask on her behalf, maybe like they weren't in the, well, nothing much without that, so much kind of. By the nara, he can act on her behalf. Right? But I was with the bailam. Yachol kavol gita, and this would fit the idea that the yad yaseira is the yad ahav, right? By the number of yad ahav yaseira, by the who's the enter? We said the last time the answer is different between a kana and an ar. By kana, the am is the balzavah, and she's the chetzel. By the ish, after all, we find that when it comes to kana. To the Avinim base. Just one example. So, you know, many people can say in Bnei Noah, the father can sell his boy or girls in their time. So they want him. The Gemara said that Tanin can be punished by the Shemayim if their father's dead. Okay, so really the Baal Zohar, they are Shia Shayatim. By enough already, then he's just a Yad Yaseira. So we're asking again, but then talk to Pasha, who's the Yad Yaseira. I don't think there's really room for any ambiguity. Yad Yaseira people, Yad Ha, but within the Rif and Rashi and Gittin, etc. How do you view this Yad Yaseira? We basically have three different ways. One is the Raman's way. The girl is the Yad Yaseira. She's the slave of the Av. He's the Baal Zohar. Second is, no. The Riz says that the father is the Yad Yaseira, that the girl is the liquor. And Rashi focuses on the girl being father Shliach, and the girl being a Baal Zohar with Zain Asma. So the father is the Yad Yaseira. The father is the Yad Yaseira. So what is the Kana and Nara? Either by an Kana, this is a separate problem that I've that if there's a good God, you don't use a bad God. Or, no, by there's a difference in who's the Baldover. By an hour, the girl's Baldover. By a time, the father's Baldover. He can sell a Kana, and he can't sell a Nara.
So what's the Gerushim Balkorfa do? How do you think, what is that factor that the Rebbe is talking
about? What's that factor that Gerushim Balkorfa, after all, the Maskana of the Gemara is like Rabbi Yochanan and Yudav and Gimel, that she can't do Kiddushin for herself, she can only do Gerushim. Why could she not do Kiddushin, only Gerushin? Further, Rabban would be circumcised. Ah, he can do Gerushin because Maskana, he would want her to. But he can't do Kiddushin because Maskana, he wanted to fight, not have her to fight. Right, and some she's going out of her shop. He doesn't want that to happen without his authorization. He's saying for the Shigal and Odalami, what the amateur threat, right? Who says that the father's the Yad Yaseira? What the difference in Kiddushin and Gerushin? If she's really Shia, then why can't she also be Makadish herself? So you have to say that the part of the Reha Besa Biha is that he doesn't have the right to take away his Zakuyos. He has certain Zakuyos. And therefore, if she were to take herself out of his rishut, she does, or to take away decisions, she would take herself out of her rishut, or take away decision power from him, that would impinge on his zechuyos. The Torah gave him his zechuyos that someone else should not make a decision against his will. So when it comes to Gerushin, no one makes a decision against his will. So you have to say, it's not that she doesn't fundamentally have a yad to marry herself. But it's definitely the Torah says that the rabbi Sabia, she cannot make a decision against this will.
Last chapter, you know, the father's before he loses his kinyan once he's in Meretas. Once he's in Meretas, he can't just marry a seller. He creates someone else. It's just interesting that before he should lose that plus.
So that's not so fast. I mean, that depends on the Rikos in Mathorit. And what if you get divorced from Eretz and could he sell her or not? That would depend on whether they're.
I'm saying, I count she's in Meretas. At that moment, she'll have to get
through. So you have to, correct, but you have to say that nonetheless, I hear what you're saying. How can you say, the thing is good if she's married to someone else at this point? I don't know if it's some sort of gitto biyodabang ha'acha, that maybe he's getting it back at this point, or that, once he has a kinyan aguf, he's now the baila la'inya and various things and whatever. Even if his kinyan aguf is not left, it shows that he's a baila and he's going left, so he's a baila for each of us and that remains. Maybe you could say that. Okay, these are just three different ways to explain Shita Brachya and Rifugime. Again, we're all very convinced by the Ramban, who is making it one, a fundamental longa. But it's not necessarily true because that only works. She's the Ayasera. Who said she's the Ayasera? Never said she's the Ayasera. Hope that he said it, but he didn't say. And it's a riddle by Rafi, and didn't say she's the Ayasera. He was the Ayasera. Father's the Ayasera wasn't the Katana. Either my Katana is just a bad guy and a good guy, or a Katana is a different ballgame entirely. You can't compare the relationship of the Nara to them, the father. The relationship of the Katana, the father, by the Nara, the father is a secondary role. By the Okay, now I'm ready to go on in the Gemara. There's the Gemara. We read the first few lines of the Gemara. The first thing is the list of Pita, right? The next line in the Mishnah. Any Tana who cannot be Shomer her get, who's too little to guard her get, is too little to get divorced. I wanted to make one Ha'ara that I just put one interesting Rama in bracket. I'll save it for the Eon, but is there any, can I find any sort of remez that there's a difference between the father's relationship with the daughter when she's a Katana and when she's a Gedola, other than the sheep a little bit with me? So the interesting Rambam, not about Gerushin, but about Kedushin, the Rambam helps the Ishas for Gimel, Lachid Aleph says, Ha'am Mekadosh's Bito, Shalola Daita, he can Mekadosh's Bach without asking permission, Kolo, Zvanchi Katana, as long as she's a Katana. And when she's a Nara, her Rishus is in his hand. Okay. Why did he have to say, calls on she Katana, Ukashi Nara, Rishus of Yadu? How are you supposed to read this, Ramam? In the end, he summarizes, in case you can follow. He says that when she's born till she becomes a Bogaris, as if I'm summarizing two things. Ramam. I'm not going to read the Rambam. Is the Rambam just writing in a funny way? To ask her Bito, Shalom Daita, when she's a Katana and when she's a Nara, and Rishus of Yadu. Doesn't sound that way. Sound like two pauses. To ask her Kadosh Bito, Shalom Daita, because when she's a Katana, combo. Ukshina Rishus of Yadu, even when she's a Nara, the Rishus is in his hands. Shanemar, etc. Nefer summarizes that there for Tilbagras. Why is the Rambam separating these two pauses? He's a Kadosh in order when she's a Katana, and when she's a Nara, the Rishus is in his hands. Maybe there's the hand that he holds like this. She's a little on me. There we go. The Rambam holds like the right side. That the Rambam says it looked like one day, but it's really two different to him. He's like, how is her when she's like, hand off to be the ball over? But even when she's a Nara, Rishuta Biyado, there was just over there, there was just over her for the thing in his hand. We're just to do the Kiddushin when she's a Nara, but it's tough to do the Kiddushin when she's a Kana because he's the ball over. So it could be that this Rambam, again, the Kaddish is Bito, those dice of the Monkey Kana, Ukshinara, Rishus of Yadu. Sounds like it is a student of love. One is just fucking he's the man, and then he is and that might be, perhaps we could be dying in this Rambam, like the Sheep of for me. That, what's his Gara? That is a fundamental difference between the Av role when she's a Kana and the Av role when she is a Nara. Okay, so that might be hinted at in the Rambam. Now let's go back to the Gemara. Says Gemara, "Kolchini daf lishol gita, ton rabbani, kai daf lishol gita garesha. She in yadav lishgita in the garesha. A katana who knows how to guard her get can be divorced. If she's too little to know how to guard her get, she can't be divorced. Let's just review for a moment. According to Hosbos Udi Imei, this is whether she's a father or not.
According to the Riku Dime, you know, this is only she's Yasova. She's a father made of Tana, can't receive a get. Okay. But fundamentally, is she old enough to receive a get? Depends. She does not lift work Yodas Lishmarskita. And what's the getter? What do we mean by she knows that we show her a get? Closer to Shamarskita with Dover Acher. She's quote Shamarskita with Dover Acher, end quote. My Kamar, what does that quote mean? I'm going to go from the Hawk Gamma. Closer to Shamarskita with Acher, Machmaskita. If she guards something else because of the get, she receives the get, and she doesn't really do a good job of guarding the get. She loses it and guards something else like it, then that counts. You know, she knows this is something significant and therefore replaced it with something else that looks a little like it. One second. That's not a level of understanding. She obviously doesn't understand what it is because she's being keeping something else instead of it. She understands the Rabba. It means that she would not keep something else than a get. She understands the difference between a get and anything else, and what a get is and what everything else is, and why it's different than everything else. And she certainly would not think that something else is a substitute for the get. She understands the significance of the get. That's your daf lishmar es gita.
So two questions. When it says the whole day in a lishmar gita, it means the Gemara that only applies with katanas. If you're a 25-year-old woman and you're not able to do things, you can still get divorced. Like, well,
no, it's clear in the Gemara you bought this applies to a tota as well. Okay. Being a 25-year-old who doesn't know how to do this is a mamish tota. It's clear this applies to a shota as well. You can't divorce a shota. That's the context there in Yevamot, that if a woman, I mean, a shota can't get married, but if a woman was married then became a shota, then she cannot be divorced.
And my second question, which I asked you earlier this week, was the practical one, about if the standard is that she has to get a get and then lose that get and then keep something else, but how could she ever get a get to start with?
How do we ever know the shot irishin? If she's able to be divorced or not, if, you know, the way is to wait 6 months and see what happens. So my answer is going to be we have to estimate what she could do. Like we see how she relates to it, but shy though, and estimate what she could do. And if we're not sure, then we're going to stop it. You're right. We might end up not always being sure. I mean, if afterwards she Pashtas is, if afterwards she doesn't know the difference between get and Dover Acher, talking at the time she didn't know the difference, if she's younger, she would not be divorced. If afterwards she didn't know the difference between get and Dover Acher, then we'd have to prove whether that was true at the time, or maybe she only grew up a little, and then we might have to give a suffix. Okay, there's a fundamental machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos, which you already mentioned in the Chedushim Miktav Yad, his analysis, which is, what if she is a father? She clearly cannot receive the get herself if she's not Yodaf with Rosita. Can her father receive the get if she's not Yodaf with Rosita? Right? So, what about? Right? Hana Shaina Yodas Lishmor et Gita. Can the father receive her get? Right? Not so clear. That culture in your whole list more pita. What's the last one? In the chola lehisgarish. It depends what you mean by in your chola lehisgarish or misgarish. That means do the mice that you're in. He can't do it. An action of being divorced, but her father can. Or does that mean results of guarantee? She can't be divorced. Whether through her or whether through her father. And this is the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. And what do most Rishonim agree with? Tosfos. Pretty much everyone agrees. I actually haven't found anyone who agrees with Rashi. There must be someone here or someone someplace that shout if the Mesipta tells us someone who agrees with Rashi, now's a good time. But all the Rishonim that I've noticed agree with Tosfos, the Rishon Ramadaik, this is the sheet of the Rambam. Clearly sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam's black and white about it.
Doesn't Rashi say it's the opposite?
In this case, Rashi's consistent.
The Rashba says that Rashi's right.
The Rashba says that Rashi's right?
The Rashba says that Rashi's right.
The same as saying Rashi's right. Not that, I thought the Rashi were agreed that Tosfos Rid here on the side, the Rashi brings her a Paigo and the Bahag like this, the Malamor is like Tosfos. Okay. When you say Pirish Rashi, Avol Beir Tam Cholak Alon, no, it seems to me like saying the Lush of the Mishnah sounds like Rashi, but I think it must sound like Rabbeinu Tam. But he doesn't have a clear okay, so it's Rashi versus Tosfos and the other Rishon, right? Says Rashi. What? No, the Rambam's clearly not like Rashi.
The Rambam's very honest because he says the Tosfos has moved up from the whole product of the
Okay, yes, sure they did fine. Maybe I'll come back to that. Says Rashi. No. Says Rashi. Eina Yechola, Miss Eina, Eina, Miss Garishes. Where's the Lashon of Rashi? Sorry, where is it?
A few of the Kabbalah Sabiyah.
And Rashi says the same thing when they quote our Mishnah in Kiddushin. Here Rashi is consistent. There's not a fear in every Rashi in our daf, only some of them. Says Rashi in Kiddushin, afilo al yidei aviha. Okay, Rashi is consistent all over. And say yes. Yeah. Okay. The question is, what are they arguing about? So it all starts with the Gemara Yavamos. The Gemara Yavamos talks about not a Kana, but a Shota Mamish. Why can't the horse a Shota? And then they explain that there's two levels of not the horse in a Shota. There's a Zer Drabanan. The Zer Drabanan is if you do that with Shorts Vita. That's not her topic. Not you that with Shorts Vita. She knows she's, you know, so level, whatever level she is, she understands that the horse. But she doesn't know how to protect herself from sexual predators. Then Midrabanan, you're not allowed to work her because that would just cause a lot of problems. But Mida Oraisa, she understands that the work. She just doesn't know how to protect herself from evil works. But what if doesn't even know how to even show her guest, right? Or gather? What if she doesn't even know any of that which was he does the person market that Mida Oraisa, she is not she is not divorceful, right? That's Dvar Torah. Why? What's the mucker? How do we know? What's the mucker for this idea of Shmiras Gita, right? What does it say? She'en Yodas Lishmor's Gita. Dvar Torah, she's not miscarriageous, right? Why She'en Yodas Lishmor's Gita? That art, we're not going to worry about the other now. Why is she not miscarriageous? How many things are there in the Gemara? Two. One is, who's first? First is Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai said, enough to be young. If someone doesn't become a guest, that's not a guest. Meaning, if you don't know what you're receiving, that's not called a guest. You know it's a piece of paper. But if you don't know what it is, the significance, what you're seeing, that's not a guest. What's very small? Right? If you're Mishalcha, right? It's actually... How do we know Mishalcha means Mishalcha Mechozeret? So there's a theater together, Mari Min, who says there is two opinions. How do we know Mishalcha means Mishalcha Mechozeret? Either because that, which sounds like those radio also. She would go and marry someone else. That means she understands. Not married to him anymore. You know, from the context of the prophet. It also is one day maybe in the word itself. Because the word Mishaleach in Binyan Kaveh, as opposed to Binyan Kal, means to be rid of someone. So that means she has to be able to be gotten rid of. Okay, but in any case, Mishdachlo, there, Yata Ashoto, doesn't do anything. So Mishdachlo, there, she's going to obey because he doesn't understand she's divorced. Okay, there's two days. Which day does Rashi quote here? Yanai. Right, Yanai, Mishalcha Chozeres. Which day does Rashi quote in Kiddushin?
same Shemashalcha v'chozeres v'sef nivamot perichiri. Rashi quotes the day of Shemashalcha v'chozeres. Rashi quotes the day of Rabbi Shmuel of Meshalcha v'chozeres. Yeah, Rashi always quotes Meshalcha v'chozeres. Rashi only quotes Meshalcha v'chozeres, which maybe we think that it depends if you pack like Meshalcha v'chozeres or you pack in like Manda Amar Yesh L'yad. If you're Meshalcha v'chozeres, then if you're Meshalcha v'chozeres, then whether she's going to get her father to keep the get, she's going to come back because she doesn't understand what happens. Right? So now, Rabbi doesn't say what would be according to the other, according to the other Manda Amar, but Rabbi said, right? If it's about Shalcha v'chozeres, that you know, the father receives, she can't be with Shalcha v'chozeres. And Tosel Bahav Amina starts out thinking maybe it's an Afghanina between the Rav Yana and Bereshit. What does Tosel say? He spoke Rashi to Shalcha v'chozeres. And Rav Yana says, no, she can't be divorced. And he talks to the local Mike. Why? Because Rav Yana said nothing to Yana. If it's nothing to Yana, then the father has a Yana. Right? The father has a Yana. It's nothing to Yana. He's the father has a Yana. The father understands what it is. So who cares if she's in Shalcha v'chozeres? But then Tosel goes on to say, what about the Manda Amar of Meshalcha v'chozeres? He can admit it's a machloket, it's a machloket tanoim between the Rav Yana and very Shmuel. So Tosfos doesn't want to admit it's a machloket tanoim. I don't know if it's in the Sefta. I couldn't let anyone who explicitly said it's probably on a machloket tanoim. Rashi brings one side, explicitly review the other side, and all the other Rishonim bring the other side and then try to bring the Meshalcha v'chozeres over to the side of Yana. So let's see, what does Rashi say? Rashi said, based on Meshalcha v'chozeres. And what does Tosa say? Tosa says, based on Yana. But what about Meshalcha v'chozeres? So there are two ways to approach this for Tosa. Does Tosa want to admit it to my folks? No, says Tosa, I have a deal. The Gemara doesn't say what's the Nachmina between Tanavir Yana and Tanavir and Shmuel. So the Gemara does say Nachmina. The Gemara looks saying Nachmina. So the Gemara doesn't say Nachmina. That proves there's no Nachmina. Right? Just like Shmuel's Dorshin Ikavinayu, they only have different drugs, but they agree to my. So why are they agree to my stuff? So the way Tosma says, because you know what? If Meshalcha v'chozeres, that if the father receives it, right? Meaning, what does he say? Manda Amar Meshalcha v'chozeres, she will go back. Who cares if the father receives? She will go back. So says, Manda Amar Yad, the father has a Yad. But then he adds, Manda Amar Meshalcha v'chozeres, as how do you work on this, Manda? As Tosfos and others, Tosfos and others say, basically, repeat Tosfos says, Tosfos, Katie, Shalab, and Shom, Rami, Lachdar. She's a Shalab, and Chodar. The father will guard her. The father will make sure that she doesn't go back. Right? The Rashba, a little said, maybe the father will marry off someone else in the second husband, make sure she doesn't go back. Or the father himself will make sure of it. The same thing, yeah. The Av, Mishamra, Shalot, Hakkar. The rid seems like he's a different shot. If you look at the rid here, he says, and one second, let me find it. Upirchan Morah, etc. The Morah is always Rashi in the language of the rid. And he quotes Rashi, but ignorantly, I don't like the rid. The rid's a nickname for Rashi Hamora. He doesn't like it. The Avogad will be in a daf. You should be yad near the inan, but her less like yad. Well, the I might not like shaloi kabbalas gita. What does he say? He says, I'm not nearly. I don't like Rashi. The daf gave Gabi Yoda who does she in a hospital. The whole Rashi is about Yoda. Now, what do you mean the whole Rashi is about Yoda? Isn't that only for Yana and not Tanashi Rabbi Shmuel? That's not, you know, what does the word mean here? Ain't no nearly. The daf gave Gabi Yoda who does she in a hospital. He doesn't seem to say we pass him like the other Tana there, I think what he's trying to say is that even the drasha of the Talmud of Chozeres is really about a yad. It doesn't mean we actually care for the Talmud of Chozeres. It means that that's a drasha that you need the kind of yad that understands what was received. So I think that's what he's saying. He's saying that a filu, who is that this Tana, the vei, Rabbi Yishmael, don't you did the inan yad? Shant Mabchenes then get lit number acher. After all, it's all about the yad. Even the shalom of there is about the yad. It's not that you need perfect shalom of there. You need a yad that shalom of there. Okay, let's be even better. I mean, in Yad, the Darga shell, the Shalka, the Ema Hoser. Okay, to analyze what you're arguing about here, you could say that, and this is how the Rav analyzed it, you could say that there are three ways of understanding what the Pigam in a Shota or a kind of Yoter. In a shelter or kind of a yoke there, which is the equivalent here, what is the begat? Says the Rav here, explains the Rav. He says, you could say it's a problem of Maitha Gerushin. It's not a Maitha Gerushin if the gift is being received by someone who doesn't know what they're receiving. It's not a Maitha Gerushin. This would be, it's a din, the Maitha Gerushin. Right, yad is a din b'maisa gershin. Or this would be the Pope of Britain. Din b'maisa gershin. It's a din b'maisa gershin that you need. It's to be received by someone who understands what they're receiving. Din b'maisa gershin. The other option, maybe what Rashi holds, is that it's a din in the gavra. It says, isha. What kind of isha? The Isha is the kind of Isha of the Shalom Chozeres, but then the Gabra. Gabra, of course, I mean, Isha. I might be the Gabra with gender. As in the Gabra, where is a woman to be divorced? A woman who understands divorce. Is it in the Gabra?
Sorry, can you explain the
Maisa
again?
Yes. The Maisa there is only a Maisa of handing over something. It's someone who knows what they're receiving. She has a God, but that's not. Well, why can't you say you define hers, including her father? And therefore, even if it's in the God, bro, she and her father, let's say a little bit. Okay. The whole spirit is on her. She's the one who's with the risks. The father is no follows on it, right? The father is, let's say it's even better. If she has a father and you give the gift to her, that's possibly for everyone. Why? This is a good mic. It wasn't a good mic. So that's a finding. So I don't think you're saying, why can't you get your face to the gaffer is her with her father? No, because then if you give it to her, he is a father. If you can give it to her, no one thinks you do that. Right? Point is that, but by less than years than I mean, okay, what I'm saying is nine. You're trying to say if the gavra but she or father tax one gavra.
And right now he's the eager gavra, right?
No, then the gavra then it doesn't matter how you're doing this particular gearshin. It's a given that it didn't like a low gearshin, okay? A low gearshin is on her. Right? That's what I mean by that. Then the gavra. / Halot Gerushin. The Halot Gerushin can only be on someone who understands the Halot Gerushin. then whether you use her or her father, she can't have a whole year. There isn't a length of years. What did Rita Tom try to say? Rita Tom going in our Tulsa, if I'm not mistaken, right? Rita Tom, make sure Rita Tom. And that the father guards her, so the way they're explained, this is the third din. It's a din in the Tulsa of leadership. It's not a din in the might of leadership. It's not a din in the might of leadership. It's a din in the might of leadership, the father has a god. Then who cares? It's not a din in the Hallows Gears. The Hallows Gears is only on her. The father's not part of the Hallows Gears. It's in the Toktah. It has to be a year that results in her staying away. Whether it results in her staying away because she herself, or whether it results in her staying away because her father keeps her away, as long as it achieves the desired result, not the Hallows Gears, but the Rav Din Bet Toktah idea. And this way, it might be a little similar to. It might be a little similar to the din of Krizos, right? It has to be an absolute break, right? They're still connected. Afterwards, let's say I say to my wife, I divorce you on the condition that you never drink wine, then you should not divorce. Why? Still connected. There's because you never drink wine because of me, or various other such scenarios. But that's what you say. Basically, Russ is a 3 years of understanding why a shota or kind of a yotzer cannot be divorced. If they did in the halo, in the gavra, then you can't divorce a kana, no matter how you go about doing it, no matter how many safeguards you put in place, because he is not a bat yotzer. If they did in the maita, then that's it. And that is the top of this. Or if you say the drop of yad, or you try to turn the shop over there to be blowing milk for the yad. It's not saying really your shop over there. That's just blowing milk is what God of yad means. By the way, for all we know, Rashi might have said the drop of yad is definitely blowing milk for what God would be. Right? So maybe we have no idea what we can do with Manda Armor. What would Rashi do with Manda Armor Yad? What we can do with favor of Yanai? Right? Interesting question. What about the day Rabbi Yanai for Rashi? We have no idea. Maybe lo kaya or maybe it's also been in the Gavra. The Be'ina Gavra Sheyesh. The Shaya, Halos Gerushin, Rak, Al Isha, She, Medina, Inyan, Gerushin. So maybe Rock would say, I hear my regard is really Dr. Shaplin for theirs. We don't know. But at the very least, from Shaplin, there's Rock did in the Halos Gerushin and the Gavra of Miskaret. The Tosef first by the Yad until it was read says about might be your senior and your proper Yad to receive the get. And then we come under Rashad. But there it says, then Tosef, it just needs to accomplish the goal. A Garrison is only valid if it's going to keep this, if it's going to keep her away, if it's going to send her away, whether it sends her away by giving it to her, she's big enough, or it sends her away by giving it to her father. And he can then take care of it. And you do something that will accomplish the result that is good enough. The real pointed out in 1 second, I'll take a question that Tosos is Lashitasam. That Tosos worked out nicely with Lashitasam. He quotes a Tosos a little later on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. That the Gemara said that if you give your get to your wife and you don't tell her what it is, right? It's not a get until you tell her or you tell her it's even something else, right? It's not a get unless you tell her it's a get. You have to tell her it's a get. Why do you have to tell her it's a get? So the Rambam seems to have a different shot, which we're not up to now. But Tosu said, 1 second. The Therefore, you have to tell her it's a get. Right? Clearly, tell her it's a negata. You think perfect, that's what you tell her. He thinks that it's a din in the Tosaf. After all, what if she doesn't read it? Both people did not read it in those days. Who said she's going to read it? You might have said it's not going to read it, but who said she's going to read it? So soon she might not read it. Therefore, don't tell her what it is. She's going to come back. And that would work well for Tosaf. The Mishap was there. It's not a din in the Gavra, but a din in the Tosaf. Okay. All of this I just want to point out is as opposed to the right? Or maybe this is even the Yad Ramah talking. Said the Yad Ramah, they're arguing who's the Baldavar, the father or the girl? Right? If the father's Baldavar, then he tries to give it. If the girl's Baldavar, she's not. But they know, it could be that I'm arguing about. And then Rashi told to be backwards with the father. So that didn't make sense, Rashi told us. I mean, they're arguing about who's the Baldavar. They're arguing about the nature of this din of Shabbos was there as short plan, but not for the Yada. If it's in the Maitha, then as long as a adult person is doing the Maitha, that's fine. If it's in the Gavra, then the Halos Yershin, then not good. And if it's in the Tosaf, then okay. Then, if you're willing to say, well, the Tosaf can be a top of the cult, then it would work. Okay.
The Ramah just quotes Rashi, but himself in Chazaris doesn't say that just because
he doesn't say what he thinks Rashi. He only says what he thinks the other side. Right, yeah, correct. He's not actually saying Rashi. He's giving an analysis which wouldn't work for Rashi's own self, but it's a different possible analysis. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Now we have a very, very big shot for you.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. The kind of the thing that the Shomer heard from there, but that can be true by a Nara, or when they, once you get to the Nara, we should say Shomer Shota, but on the other hand,
you're saying for the body, you can Shomer Shota.
But not, maybe not Shota, maybe someone who's still very truthful, like a Nara.
Well, it has to be in our filter, or else you'd be somewhere else.
Right.
So the truth is that that is a big machlokes rishonim. I didn't want to go into this, but there are two rishonim in Yevamos there, in Kofi Gimel Beis, both the Meiri and the Ritva, who suggest there may be a difference between a ketana and a shota. There may be a difference between a ketana and a shota, because Tana has a little da'af, and a shota has no da'af whatsoever. And, okay, I'll point out this, the Ritva. The Ritva in the Ritva says the difference between shota and ketana, libe da'af boso. The Meiri says only the ra'af, even though it's against Rashi's word, but it doesn't know the line. I'll put it over Ritva in Yevamos, and then we'll move on. Then the Ritva in Yevamos, is there a nafkamina between Yad and Meshach and Hozeret? After all, we got to work both ways. Says the Ritva in Yevamos. In Yevamos, says there's still a Nakamina. Dain, Divay, Rabbi Yanai, and Divay, Rabbi Shmuel. What Nakamina? Still a Nakamina, Legabe Shota. What an abrina? He said, "If Manda Omar, if the Rabbi Yanai, it's a din in the Maitha. He doesn't use the word din in the Maitha. Rabbi is. Therefore, the Av is Mekabel a get even for a Tilta. But if you say it, the Bay Rabbi Shmuel, what's the difference between a Kana and a Tilta? A Kana, she doesn't understand things, but the father can control her." Right? I mean, okay, maybe those of the little kids are smirking, or who have little kids are smirking, at least to a certain extent. At least to a certain extent, kids are kids, they don't fully understand. Told us a lot, you can keep them from running a lot. They don't usually run out of the street to, play in traffic. But a child is hard even for the father to control. you know, okay, maybe nowadays we're a little more advanced, we're a little better at that, but that's very, very hard for anyone to control. Here it's interesting, Yoni was suggesting, is the heart control that they're being and you can't quite get a handle on it, or just because they've let God for you to at least impress upon them? I'm not sure what he's saying, but his Mira Mishmal would say, no, for Shota, the Ad Eina Yechola Limon Milach, sorry. And therefore, the Lachain Eino Yachel Yachol Lekabel Gita. So there's still be enough meaning within these two studies within totals. Even if you're not Rashi, even if you said the father can receive a get for his daughter who's kind of, but we're going to show them. So now, he has to make an assumption. The assumption is what Yoni suggests the father can't control his daughter. If you don't make that assumption, you don't get it. If you make that assumption, it'd be enough for me. Now, if it's in the mind stuff, then kind of shows the same thing. What if the father receiving a get, he can do his father to myself. But if it's in the Torah, then the difference that Tana, the father, can handle. The Shota, the father can't really eat. Even a Shota, yeah, I'm not going to tell him that 20 years old might have, you know, no legal connection to the father. Even a Shota who is a Nara, or an older Nara, the father can't handle. And therefore, that would be a Nafmina, just based on one assumption, based on a sociological assumption. Assumption that a father can control a kana more than a shota, which is not crazy. But so the only point out, the kana made it so little that you can actually get control, even if they don't fill a shot, as opposed to the shota, which, you know, you can evolve and, you know, create. And, you know, go lock her up in jail.
All that.
That's what you had in mind, right?
Are there lack of nafkaminas elsewhere between a kofa and a shota? Because that's going to be bundled in L3.
Yeah, that's a great question. There are some nafkaminas, but it depends what age of Tana. Like, for example, a Tana has a spoken to Shigiyun. Right, even if she doesn't have a father, she can kind of herself with Rabban at a certain age. What age that is, my quote, we showed him the girth and that's okay. Well, if Dota has no, you can even be Rabbanan. Other places we have not means. The Legabe, the Mamanos, they're just talking at a certain age, kind of, but it's all certain age. Okay, is there a youngest Tata and Shota other places in Shaf? I'm not sure. Okay, let's go by. Jared, sorry, you'll have to do the word again. Okay, continuing with our post segment. Honorary Yehuda Maravi Asi, who is a historical, echoes in the world, a kid who gets to the age where he knows the difference between a pebble and a nut, right? Like putting a pebble in a nut before, meaning it's not enough for him to know the age where he knows the difference between a pebble and a grit. One of the soft is looks delicious on your mouth, and the other, you have to know between a pebble and a nut, right? The nut in the shell. You have to know that there's something beneath the shell, right? It's a little bit of a higher age. So it's for death, I assume that's why they use angles, otherwise they would just say, oh, no. Swerves don't go angles, they know that there are two hard things that look inedible, but one of them he throws out, he knows nothing about it. The other one he remembers, oh, so this kind of thing, there's something inside that's good to eat. Egos in the flow. He can be Zocher for himself. He can acquire things for himself and do others, but he can't acquire things on behalf of others. He's going to feel like a shock. He's even an older age. Not only, some of my kids are teenagers, I'm not further in this age yet. You give me something, that would be, you know, we're spoiled. Let's see that. Thanks. But you give him something and ask, and he can guard it, and you come back a week later and he'll still have it. He can take care of property. Then that's obviously an older age. So you're not out there, he can even acquire something on behalf of someone else. Kiam Rise, Kami Bishmol, says Rabbi Yehuda, this is what I heard from Rabbi Ati. But when I said this over, or Rabbi Ati, whichever, when I said this over in front of Shmuel, Amr li tov da'akh. He says, no, they're both the same. No difference in these ages. Meaning there's no significance in the age of Chayt Tzimachsiru Akhar Shah. Just the same as Torah Zohar Egg of the Noble. My tov da'akh. What do you mean they're the same? Are they both the same they can, or both the same they can't? No, Lechomer, I guess we would call it. Both these ages can be Zohar for himself, but can't be Zohar. I mean, no Kata can ever be Zohar for Achirim. You have to be Bar Mitzvah or Bat Mitzvah to be Zohar for Achirim.
Okay, and then is this linked to our, like, the more Bible distributing set discussion?
Right now, it doesn't seem to be linked. The Gemara at the end of our Sunday will link it because the Gemara will say, and according to one Gersa, Miskareshes. That's Yodat with Mordita. So, depending on the Gersa later on, I'll link to this. But it's talking about ages of Kanan, right? Okay, so there are two issues going on here. One is the Machlokes about Zokal Akhbo, and one is the Machlokes about Zokal Akhirim. So let's start with Zokal Akhbo for today. What do we see? That a Kanim, a 1 year old, a 6 month old cannot be Zoka at all. I don't know, 1 year old know what a nut is? Maybe, right? You don't need to be so old to understand that a nut is not a,
something about you.
We had one of these, when our kids were little, we had one of these greener American Olam moments. Our kid came back with these rocks and said, on the playground, said he had to eat them. He said, what are you talking about? Those are rocks. You don't eat rocks. Except, well, we were the ones who weren't so halatz. Well, apparently, snowbar. What's snowbar in English? They're really just the kind of nut that we didn't have in America. It's kind of nut we didn't have in America. And we thought we were just rocks. But our kids grew up in Israel, learned their bread. They're supposed to bring them over to eat them. Okay. So whatever age that was, I have to ask my wife what age they were. Is Zohar Akhbo.
But would this apply just on your example? Would it apply to adults as well then?
No. That was just a problem. Okay. Low Lahagzim. Okay. So here, what's the gedder that Zohar Akhbo? Zokal Atzmo, is that a Dindra Oraisa or a Dindra Banan Zokal Atzmo? What does our Tosfos say in our Da?
Yeah, the Oraisa.
Ma'akud Rabbi Huda or Chista Pligi, Zokal Acher mi de Oraisa Olo. And Tosfos seems to assume, but they both agree Zokal Atzmo mi de Oraisa. I mean, they're arguing the Oraisa. What does Tosfos say? We'll get to the Tosfos. Everyone agrees Zokal mi de Rabanan. Everyone agrees Zokal mi de Oraisa. So Tosfos assumes that our whole thing is the Oraisa, and they phrase the question from in the fifth parrot. Tosfos assumes it is Midoraisa. Who else says before Shekatan is Zokal Atzmo Midoraisa? The Rambam Hilchas Lulav. Interestingly, the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, Matan and Mechira, is not so explicit whether it's the right or Drabbanan, but in Hilchas Lulav we stick in a Katan is Zokal Atzmo, but can't be give presents to others, Midoraisa. Right? Midoraisa he can take for himself, he can't give presents to others. And that seems to be, I think, a majority opinion in the Rishonim, but at the very least Tosos and the Rambam and other Rishonim assume Bizoche Mida Oraisa. Rashi, what do you mean?
Zoche
Mida Oraisa. So here's very important. That means our whole subject is Mida Oraisa or no? You might have made the opposite. The clear to the having of the opposite deal. Meaning, if even Lachirim is the Raisa, for sure Lachmo is the Raisa. But Lachirim is the Raisa, maybe you might say Lachirim is the Raisa, but Lachmo is the Raisa. Okay, sorry, you didn't say the
problem.
Yes, you would have, except that the fourth Rashi in Sukkah, otherwise, what is Rashi in Sukkah? What's the Gemara say in Sukkah? You shouldn't give on the first day of Sukkah, you shouldn't give a kid a lula. Then when you give it back, you're not guilty. You can give it to him, but he can't give it to you. So for him, it's not for you. It's not for him. Obviously, after all the adultery, you'll say you give it to a kid. So it's about both Rashi and the Rambam. What does that mean? It says the Rambam means me don't right say he can acquire it, but he can't give it back to you. Me don't right. Says the Rashi. No, he acquires it midrabbanan. But even midrabbanan can't give back use. I don't take it present, even midrabbanan. So the Rashi says he's only kone midrabbanan. Right? He only acquires it midrabbanan. So, okay, that doesn't seem to match the Diak and Rashi here. That's what the Pinyin Shu and Brackets deals with. And he thinks that, yeah, they're not being dyke to what the Rashi here and go with the Rashi in. Probably some other happiness as well. So Rashi thinks the cousin's only Konet Midrabbanan. Likewise, the person's rid here says, Tosfos rid on our sugya. What does he say? He says, He doesn't need Midrabbanan for himself. And therefore, Midrabbanan we're talking is also for himself. Because, like, what if the cousin needs something? Right? So people would be able to give it to him. But he's not doing it for others, or that he's not doing it for others. He's like, why is he doing it for himself and not for others? Yeah, because it's only Nirvana, and therefore Nirvana, and they necessary for him. But it's not necessary for him to be doing it. If I'm going to give you something, why don't I give it to a cup and be doing it for you? Let me give it to a cup, or give it to you.
So clarify, does that mean you're right to eat without Dalton Harris?
No. I didn't get to that yet. I just said, when he says Zokal Akbo, what does he mean? So let's just focus on the point.
Can I just ask in Rashi? He says he explains Zerkel Atma then Zerkel Acherim, that like if you give it to a potter, then you could be a poser. But what if we might have a minute to say that you wouldn't be able to be a poser if you give it to a potter?
That if I give it to a potter to acquire on Yehuda's
Zerkel Atma,
then Zerkel Atma is still a potter, the other person is a potter, and I can't retract. If I give it to a gadol to acquire Yehuda's Zerkel Atma, I can't retract, Zerkel Atma is still a potter, so I might as well take for a potter. So, Mida Oreka, this is the opinion of Tosfos and the Rambam and others. Mida Rabbanan is the opinion of Rashi and Sukkah. Here is not 100% clear, but we'll go with what he says in Sukkah and the Rid and others. Okay, we have Machlokas the right to Rabbanan. The problem is we actually have Machlokas Tanayim about this. In the Tiferet, turn to Daf Nun Test. Amadeus, all the Tikkun Olam, the Shnayis, the fifth parak. What does it say? Mitzia Pirush Shavu Kada. Pirush Shavu Kada finds a Mitzia, right? Mainly, I give. Let's think about this way. Again, we can undercut this a little. If I give a cup of a present, no matter what, can you go and take it from him?
No,
because either it's his or it's mine. It's definitely not yours, right?
No.
Right? So therefore, if I give a cup in a present, you know what? Whether exactly Zoka or not, clearly random strangers get to come and take it. But what if a cup finds a Messiah? Then a random stranger come and take it. They say, still have her. Can a cup be, right? I mean, that's a big nakamina. That even Olam of me giving a present to a cup, that is not the end of the world. It's either mine or his, it's not yours. Right? The only difference is I take it back. Usually, yeah, the president doesn't take it back. So the world's not going to come to an end either way. But over here, the world could come to an end. After all, if a Hanim comes and finds a candy on the street or finds a, you know, five chocolate pieces on the street and wants to buy candy, then a girl comes and takes it from him, then they'll start a brawl and, you know, then all the families will get involved and they'll end up, you know, like,
Family feud.
Happens in the corners or nowadays, you know, whatever the families are called in Raha, you know, they end up shooting, families end up shooting each other off. Right? It's not Darkei Shalom. They said, therefore, see if there's no need to get them in Darkei Shalom. Because Darkei Shalom, it doesn't seem to be because we feel bad for the Kata. Easy come, easy go. The Kata finds five stuff in the street. Why did we, you know, it's not necessarily that we know in the ethics of the story, we have to have five deco. It was lying on the street. Who cares who finds it? But it does go to lead to fighting if you go by the Ikar Din, the Gadol can just confiscate it from his hands. Rav Yitzchak Gedol Gor, he said that he's given the Dr. Shalom, the Gedol Gor. What does Gedol Gor mean? Okay, you just read the Mishnah, who might think more than this, but the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yitzchak Gedol Gor means to bring him. The mind of Yosef is not a story. If the Rav Yitzchak says this Gedol Gor means a Chabad is Dokah and a Fiyam Gramana. Not being as you take it from him and sue you in court. And the Tanakhama, the Chachamim think it's not even Gedol Gor to bring him, it's purely Darkei Shalom, meaning it's an Ether Maisa to take it from him. Once you take it from him, he gets to you to give it back. So the Chacham is saying just an Ether might have taken for him to not solve it. Or Yosef is demanded to the king in Darbana. But you see that Messiah, Herod, Shota, Bit, Kadai. So says the Chachamim. Eno Shalom. Aval Osir Likapinem. That's with Ney Darke Shalom. And says Rabbi Yossi, Kana Midrabanan. Okay, now we have a death that sphere that goes with comfort. Tosa says, over here on the diet for Sunni the right. How do you die for Sunni the right? Okay, I haven't said yet. But because the Gemara on our Sunday says more, Shani Stupid Rosen Drabanan. In a Dindrabanan for sure, Kata is Zokalakwa and Zokalakir. But if he brought Bonan, the Kata is Zokalakir. We just want to know if they can do it in the right. So then we're here also on the right level. But if he brought Bonan, everything works. We just want to work in the right. But work in the right. So work in the right. There's all the Tanaim in the fifth parak, in the previous parak, just a few dots ago. And even work in the right, it's against the Tanaim, who say that's not even going to be Drabanan, not even Zokalakwa and Drabanan. So, how are you miyashiv this? What? So, how are you miyashiv this? This theory. So, the mainstream opinion is what Tosa says here. Most Rishonim and Shas agree with Tosa. Right? How do you deal with this theory? Says Tosa. And the internal serious character of the God of law together, a few of Yossi only to bring. I mean, from Yossi to the Rabban, half of here to the Raisa. Haka did ask that there's Makno some shiny. Tell Smith, we would like Mitzvah. If you call it, said Mitzvah in the mission in the fifth parak. Mitzvah means he got it from Hefker. Our Gemara is clearly not so, the context is clearly not so about Mitzvah. We talked about being a doctor, keeping the vote, and the money, shiny money, and the guest. It's all Dr. Hurst Makno. It's not an argument, it's that it's not giving it to him. So then Tosos, no problem. So how do you deal with this? Zero. Agav, you could say it's not a zero. According to Rashi, and the Tosos read, okay, we'll see the right. You could say it's not a zero. If Arsha is the Rabbanan, maybe that's not the theory of the fifth parak. Maybe Arsha is not like Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi, Nihuko Imo. It's not crazy to pop in life, Rabbi Yossi. Or maybe when Agmar says the Rabbanan, here it's a bit of a stretch. That's real Rabbanan, just become Dark Shalom, even though that's going to be difficult. You can't sue you for it in court. That's what I said. Just it's for my sense, take away from it. It's not real bias.
You're over on a Darabanan with you.
Correct. But he doesn't apply those to be Darabanan. So that maybe you could squeeze it in and say, you know, there's no zero. But that's only if you hold our suit is the right stuff for sure. There's a theory. Even if Darabanan, there's no theory you have to pop in from Yossi. It's not clear that we talk with the reality there. You know? And to say that our speaker says Zokim Garbanan, it really means Garbanan, who says Shem Darki Shalom, doesn't sound that way. It sounds like his mom is Zoka. So you could say there's no fear if you took the right sheet to here and the right sheet to there. But, Fasta, if here it's the right stuff, it's for sure a Sira. And even here it's Garbanan, it's a Sira if you call one Kefahaman. So how do you deal with the Sira? So, Tosos, by the way, the many acronym, bring us all the acronyms between the Ramah holds this way. Okay, most references in the Ram, but the Ram doesn't answer the Sefer. He just sort of replicates the Sefer in the Mishnah Torah. So, one answer is Tosfos and Rov Rishonim. They're Medayek in the Lashon of Mitzia. Medayek in the Lashon of Mitzia. If you're back to Mitzia, this is not Mitzia, right? So, what do they think? Das Acheret Machne. Is Koneh Mida Oraitha or
perhaps either of Anan. If there's no Das Acharit Makhem, that only Darti Shalom. Okay, that's what Tosfos and most Rishonim say, and the way most posts and pop is that they seem like Tosfos Doraita, a cousin's going to be Doraita, the Das Acharit Makhem, but if that's Das Acharit Makhem, that's just Darti Shalom. However, that's not yet.
Why would it not kind of make a difference?
Give me a second. That's not the only opinion out there. The only opinion most people know, because Tosfos says it all over Shas. Tosfos says it, Tosfos Hedgin says it, and many of the Rishonim repeat it, many places in Shas. However, there are two other shitas about this. There are two other shitas that we've seen. The Ritva has two deos here, right? The Ritva has two deos. His first dea is exactly like Tosfos. Says the Ritva here. says the Ritva here. Well, the Chora Haya. One second. No, that's not the Ritva. This is the Ritva. Yeshlama the Bedas Acharis Makna Zochin. Inami. The Ritva has an Inami. What's Inami? Inami is based on a Gemara. We never thought of this on our own. The Ritva in his second day, his Inami, we never thought of this on our own. He also said the matter of Mitzia. But he's a different shot in what's unique about Mitzia based on the Gemara in the beginning of Bar Mitzia, right? Mitzia. Was the Bar Mitzia, not from the word Mitzia, but in Mitzia's itself. It's only Sanat Genazi. The word Mitzia sounds like Bar Mitzia. But in Eilu Mitzia, you should know, the first paragraph of Bar Mitzia is also Bar Mitzia. The first two paragraphs of Bar Mitzia is about lost objects. Most of the palace is there not because it wants to talk about what happened to the two people fight about something, because they found the palace. They don't wear any mitzvah, right? And then all the rest is about things you find. Says the Gemara, it talked about the Fiat Katan, right? The Gemara says that, one second. Mitzias no bidok tanim, etc. Amar Shmuel, they not Amar Mitzias Kotel Avim. Why do they say Mitzias a Kotel will have a father goes to the father? To the shot, to Mitzias no refaithful of him after the other. Since he finally runs, brings to his father, and doesn't keep it from himself. What does he say? It's an Umdada. When a kid finds a Mitzias, who had a father, finds a Mitzias, he really picks it up for his father, not for himself. Okay, so now he'll have to make a little bit of an Okimta. That this Kirishot, that this Kirishot Makatan, or at the very least the Katan there, right, is the Katan with the father. Then the Ritva is saying, it says in Bamati Yubizam, the kid picks up his father. But he picks it up his father, we Paskin. The Maskana is like a Shmuel, the Ainu's Opalach here. So he picks up his father, he's not Zoka for himself, because he didn't want to pick it up for himself. He's not Zoka for his father, because the kid can't be Zoka for his father. So he's not Zoka at all. So it's really a very, very technical problem. If you give a kid a present, you say, here, this is for you. So he takes it from him. So that's what you told him. He finds it, then he brings it to his father. So what did he say? The fifth case is when Das HaKatan Lizkos LiAtmo. And then it's where it works. This is the case where Sam Katan Shemote Nithia Daito Lizkos Abor Aviv. Again, this seems a little strange to us, but it's before Swar Mavithia, so he has the right to say this. And therefore, Eino Zoche Laheirin, and the rule is if I pick something up for someone else and it doesn't work, I also don't get it myself. So I pick it up for someone else, it doesn't work, and I never intended to get it for myself. And Eino Zoche Laheirin, the Lonit Kavein, Lizkos Liatbo, and therefore it's only Darti Shalom. That's the rich of technical answers. The sea is different. That's the Das Acharis Makhem. But if you go to the Kotan, doesn't have a right to ask. The Kotan is the Das to be Zoche Laheirin.
I can just say, just before we're talking about a Katana having the Yad of the Father is in the Katana. So why can't the Yad of the Father be in the Kotan here open?
Because a katan is different than a
He says the Jacob is different than Kanak, and the Torah does not say I've been a rabbi based on Vita or Biti Nafati or anything like that by a Kappa. Kappa is more independent.
It's that every place else because I'm a Kana are the same.
Except when it comes to a father. Okay. The Shach, classic Shach, the fact basically he doesn't know the Ritva. I don't know if he had a copy of the Ritva, maybe except I don't know if he had a copy of the Ritva and didn't. We're not even sure if it's the Ritva, right? So our book says we accept it. He says all the poskim have the Shach start with the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch like Tosos. Shulchan Aruch starts off like Tosos. Kata Shinoslo Torah Zoko Egos Nolo Zoko Latzmo. The Darkish Dasagers Machdelo Avom Tziolo. Dasagers Machdi Zoka, otherwise only Darkish Shalom. He doesn't mean otherwise you can pop him on the head and take him to his hand. Otherwise only Darkish Shalom, not a real Zachiyah. Says the Shach. He says something along the lines of, King Kosu, who said this? Dr. Smakna? Haran, Ayaf, Barav Hamagin, Helvaz the Chiyav, Hey Niri Dirich Shark Postkin. Sounds like most of the Postkin from the other Postkin. Well, that doesn't sound like Roland Mishanin. But they're all wrong, says the Shah. Kedarka Bakodish, he says that they're all wrong. What's the problem? He says he has two problems. He says, number one,
you can't make up something that's not a shach. Again, I wonder if this is the rule he always honors, or, you know, only when he has the second question, that it never says shach. Does this mean Dr. Kirkmark? It means Dr. Kirkmark. Now, don't say one place, a lot earlier in Bavathia, that if I have a kosher in the Shamirith, an unbanked kosher, and something, a 200 shekel bill hefker floats into my unfenced kosher, whatever the case was there, animals, then if it's a mitziah, I'm not zilcha, but if it's a dafiker smakta, I am. Dafiker smakta helps me acquire things through an unbent puck. But he said, okay, that's not too bad about that. Right? You can't invent something not a shot. The dafiker smakta is not kind of shot. Because number two, and I feel it's bigger, it's not a part. What difference does it make if dafiker smakta? Either cutting me zilcha or you can't be zilcha. So the shach said they're all wrong, very bold. Says all the rishonim are wrong. Rather, he says, no problem, this is. And he doesn't say, but I think he also has an achita. He has a foothold in the Mishnah in the Tessim Beis in the fifth paragraph. What is the Chayr Shofet Kup? Think about it. Chayr Shofet Kup, and he doesn't point this out, but I think it's a good deal. Chayr Shofet Kup means we're talking about a Kutan who's like a Shofet. Right? Nun Tessim Beis, we see a Chayr Shofet Kup. And our study, are we talking about Kutan like a Shofet or a Kutan decidedly unlike a Shofet?
Not
decidedly unlike.
We're talking about a Kutan who is, according to some years, so he's not much more than he's the same age, for the Zoka Egus Novo, who got into something, who could have shown that, right? Who's not,
Shomer Silver after Makum Gita.
Again, there's two years, so the story of Zoka Egus Novo is the age of Yadat Lishma Gita or not. According to one day, this is Yadat Lishma Gita, and they were called under that Shoka. Right? So he's been very cautious. Nearly, that he's been dying from a race. Don't have a cup.
He
said
it
very soon. Oh, he makes that to you?
Well, she can
help us if I'm talking to me. Oh, good. Cup is doing a shelfie. This day, I forgot. Cup is doing the shelfie. And he said very cautious. Our Gemara is talking about Swerve is Dorco and goes to Novo. Then he's going to himself, even he's already been formed. So it's probably he's already been shown a book. It's about someone could even flex. But over here, it's here. No, this is making Okinta. The Okinta is Myri Bikaton Paco me for Vizorico and goes to Notlo, right? Because Pani W the Shota. That's the cousin of my Shota. He's so different between a rock and a nut. And they're, of course, going to argue where he's not so the last one. That's what we're so, but nonetheless, you shouldn't argue so long, you shouldn't take the nut or 200 shekel bill away from him. Okay, that is a very old stupid one of Kenta, the more there, it's not the three of Kenta, it's here, so we caught them. So they caught them like a Shota. So he has an Akiva there as well. Okay, so these are the three deos. Basically, those last two deos are not so much. If you're willing to pay your kenta, the Mishnah, the fifth paragraph of the Olam, is only for Kanik on him, then it makes sense. Of course, they're not Zoka, it's just Dark Rishon. If you, it's a Dark Rishon, even though they're not Zoka, take things away from them, you could end up with a family feud. And I don't mean the game show. And the Rishba also makes sense. If you want to make a psychological assumption, which seems to come out of the Gemara, that Mitziah, he has in mind to require for someone else. Aardvark, when he has in mind to be called Zoka for himself, that Mishnah is where he's in mind to be Zoka for someone else. That Mishnah will be tricky for Rav Asi, who says Zoka la Hadron. Okay, possibly that's where we're going to deal with now. The most interesting piece, 1 second, is Poko. Poko, and most are showing them as the rest. The Shach says, that's what sounds like a sharp poskim. Either they say it, or it seems like that's where they're going, just because they don't give you any other outlet. What difference does it make with Zafa Keres Magda? Hey, that's the last question I want to ask. So what if it's Zafa Keres Magda? That's a shock question. How does Zafa Keres Magda help? What difference does it make with Zafa Keres Magda? Like, my Zafa Keres Magda is El Keres Knight, if you want, you could say.
Yeah.
You also said there's no walker. Okay, we'll come back to the no walker. But what difference does it make with Zafa Keres Magda? What is the significance, right? Significance of Da'as Acheres Machne. So, what's one possibility?
Sort of like that is what they did in Kinyan. I'm allowed to give you, I'm allowed to put money in your bank account.
Meaning, if there's no Da'as Acheres Machne, there's only one guy involved, Mia. That one guy has to die. Someone has to do the Kinyan. But if Da'as Acheres Machne made a Machne to do a Kinyan, whatever the quote is. Of course, you get to the Kinyan. Maybe the Das Machne is enough without Das Kone. Maybe you only need one Das to do a Kinyan. Obviously, the Kinyan is a transaction where I'm selling you a field and you're giving me a million shekel, then both of us need to agree because otherwise it's a chalva. It's a chalva. I'm losing a field, you're losing one shekel. But assuming that it's a chalva, one Das is good enough. The Das Machne can work without Das Kone. And that's what it means. Das Machne doesn't need Das Kone. And as the Tos points out, the Tos vociferously argues with the Shach that this doesn't go the other way, he puts a right it. But there's a few Rishonim who stay there based on the Gemara, but Vatad up in Aleph of an Aleph. It's a Diyuk. Rav Anan, right? The flood washed away the border fence. He put the border fence a little further and took extra land by accident. And the other guy helped him build the fence. So the Gemara says that it doesn't count because the other guy didn't realize he was giving away his land. But if the other guy realized he was giving away his land, even though Rav Anan didn't realize he was receiving the land, it would still count. If the giver knows and the receiver doesn't, then it still counts. And that's the Tos quote as well. The Tos says, what do you mean there's no marker within the shot? There's a marker in the shaman. What do you mean? Yeah, we're based on a deep in Shas. There's no Svara. Who's the Svara? What did he say? Oder Rikasavar Shalohain, which in that case, Ravana did a Mysakinian, but he thought it was his own land. He didn't realize he was acquiring land. The Minifte Girl Economy, Latonaki, again, the Kodak Rosh Gazar, arrived at Hoven Rika Yosef and Cheskitabatim, Oder Ravana, which is the same as this Yad, which is the same as this Yad Rama. So the right of it in the Yad Rama just says very, very clearly. He said that if the giver knows, even though the receiver didn't know, and even though we say, how could he be Kona? He didn't know he was receiving anything. By doing Kinyan Kazaka on land, thinking it's already mine, which is that case. He thought it was his land that he was being maxed on. He didn't realize that they accidentally moved the border. Then he's not Kona. Dasakar Smaknos on Shiny. Right? So one there is that you don't need Das Kone if you have Das Machne. You don't need Das Kone if you have Das Machne. If you don't have Das Machne, you need some Das to get a close to that. Someone has to do it. But if the Machne does it, the Kone doesn't have to have Das. And they said, they're all talking along and throw the fun of it. Right? As long as it's a hook. If the whole lot, if I tell you for $1 million, you said you want to spend $1 million, then I'm saying you're Das. But if I'm just giving you something, then
And that's what the Tos says. The Ravid and the Yad Gemara are not talking about our sugya. They're talking about the Gemara in Bavasa from Malik. But says the Tos, he says that's the head of our sugya. He said that the Matana feel Gadol Sarka Vanuschia. Even a Gadol doesn't need Das to receive a Matana because the Das Kol is good enough. Das Makna is good enough. So therefore, no problem.
Right. I want to be right.
Don't need Das Kone if you have Das Makne. And the proof is the Ramah and the Ravid in Bava Basra Daf Mem Aleph who make a deal in the Gemara. It's not before. Make a deal in the Gemara. Then, if the Makne knows he's giving Yoni land, but the Kone doesn't know he's receiving land, that's the worst. You don't need that phone when you have that
phone. Did I mention Zachin? You need to say Zachin first?
I see the hour is getting late. But what does this have to do with Zachim Adam? What does that have to do with Zachim Adam Shalom Fana? So, not 100% clear, but it could actually. Why did he fight into Zachin? It could also tie it into Zachin. There's another dose also that ties into. Into Zachin. And if Zachin was in time, Shlipas. It absolutely would not help. This seems to imply that Zachin is, if it were well, Zachin would not be found to leave us. Maybe the reason Zachin works is because you don't need Da'at Kone. You don't need Da'at Kone, you just need Da'at Makta. So the Makta has to do something, but the Kone doesn't have to participate. The Makta has to do a life continuum. The Kone doesn't have to do a life continuum. The Makta can do it without the Kone, and maybe that's what Zachin is going to mean, that the Makta can do it without the Kone. The Makta needs someone else there, because otherwise that would be my opinion. But maybe the Makta is the opinion that the Kona, okay, I will have to pick up with this.
Yeah, and why can we do it through content and not through a show?
Okay, so the last thing we will pick up on this, but we're going to start the next time. Where are we? We're in the middle of the last part of what's the part of Das Akaris Makna? We're in the middle of that. Okay, you all, if you learn the course, you know what I'm going to say. But to be continued, in the lecture in the Gemara, let me be clear how Das Akaris Makna works.
The shot, it sounds like it's only as far as the dogger is an objective stand. And then we'll, like, if you're an adult, you can't do those things, you then consider the show.
Yes, please.
It's
a bit of master, the eye of the beholder, right? Meaning, it's not so.